So we say hello now to analyst Hal Gill, presented by Duncan, who is with us. Skillsy, welcome home. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me back. I didn't know if that trip would ever end. Only two games, but it took forever.
I know. Well, yeah, I guess for you guys it was not as bad. But the Predators come back riding a 14-game point streak. I don't know how many point streaks you went on in your career with teams, but what is the conversation like if you're in a situation like this? Do you acknowledge it? You just keep taking it one game at a time, kind of doing your business? You know, do you get caught up in trap games and all that stuff? How do you navigate those waters?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because I asked Ryan McDonough about it in the post game after the Seattle win, and it's interesting because I had been on those heaters, and you kind of look around and it's kind of a funny calm that you have on the bench where you're like, guys, don't worry about it. We're gonna win this game, and it was a close game, a one goal game for two periods, and then I've been there, and McDonough said the same thing. There's a confidence that you have that you're just going to keep winning, and so you count on the guy next to you, and it's a special thing when you have everyone kind of clicking, and they're not winning games with one guy. It's not like they're all sitting on the bench going, I hope Forsberg scores a goal here. That would help. It's like, no, we're all doing this. Someone's going to get a goal, so let's just keep playing. And that's a special, a rare air to be in the NHL, because we all know it's not easy winning every night. But they seem to have that swagger and that confidence, and I don't know why they would stop.
Hal, when is Roman Josi going to figure it out? I mean, 68 games, 67 points. He had a two-goal night the other night. What is going on with Josi? I mean, everybody's asked that all year long.
Adjusting to Bruno's system has been tough for him, obviously. Yeah. No, I think that was the conversations early in the season where it was like, okay, he's playing really well, but he's just not getting the numbers. Well, whatever it is, he's figured it out. And, he's awesome right now. You know what? Weird. Just talking about it the other day, and he seems like he's doing everything right. It's not just that he's getting up and scoring goals and getting assists. He's playing great defense. He's kind of done everything, whether he has to block a shot or there's some injuries now that he's kind of had to step up his defensive game. But I feel like when you're a leader of a team, you're looking for that timely goal, and he's that guy, like he kind of took over that game and got the power play goal in Seattle and then adds the big one-time heater that, I always said, I can do that. I can give you a one-timer from the blue line. But for whatever reason, Roman Josi finds a way to score goals and big ones when he does that. And it's just like a special feeling he has for the game. When the team needs him, he steps up.
We're talking to Hal Gill this morning on the Chase and Big Joe show. Hal, all right, San Jose comes in here. They're playing awful. It's the last game of the road trip, yada, yada, yada. What do you want? I loved your answer last week about what the Preds need to do in the first 10 minutes versus Winnipeg. What does this team need to do tonight in the first 10 minutes against a San Jose team that probably wants to go home?
Yeah, I'm guessing, they would – this is a long season for these guys, but they're young and they're trying to make a name for themselves. So I think, again, they're going to go for it, right? I mean, they're not going to go out and just and roll over and die. They want to prove themselves every night. And these young guys want to say, I want to be part of this rebuild and I want to be someone that the teams want. And so they're going to battle and compete for the Preds. I really think they got to get the crowd into this. I think they've established that, after that five-game road trip where they played so well, they came back and there was a little nervousness about coming back home. Are they going to change their game? And they hadn't had success at home. I really think they need to continue to build on the good stuff that they did coming off that road trip. They had a road mentality. They went out and competed. The crowd got behind them. And then they started feeding off each other. And that's when you do damage at home, is when the crowd picks you up when you're down, and when the crowd is down, you go out and do something to pick them up. So I think first 5 minutes, they got to come out and say, hey, this is our building. We're for real. You can't go out there and just kind of think, hey, we're going to have a pretty game. They kind of need to keep that road mentality with four lines clicking, everyone jumping over the boards and go and attack this team and let them know that, hey, we're for real and we're at home and it's not going to be possible to beat us tonight. Set that mindset early.
How is it, you know, not to fall into the trap of a San Jose where they got nothing to play for, guys are probably try to fight you when the puck stops, this and that. Is that a problem, falling into that trap of a team that really has nothing to play for?
Yeah. Well, they're going to take chances. If you are a team, you know, there's a bunch of kids over there that are like, if I can, you know, we might lose 5-4, but if I get my points, then, you know, that's what I'm looking to do. And I want to, so they take chances. And there's some kids on that other team that are going to cheat and they're going to take a chance here or there. You got to capitalize on that. You can't get taken advantage of it. You can't think, I'll jump on it and you can't cheat with them, you know, that you can't get into that run and gun and sloppy game. But I think the Preds have been really honest with four lines rolling and four lines, not only rolling, but back checking and back pressure and playing responsibly defensively. And that's, I think, a big part of their success that, you know, if you're not cheating and you're not cutting corners and you don't have guys logging big minutes, everyone's going over and doing that. I think you can nip that in the bud. So when these guys do take chances, you're backing each other up on it.
Hal, I've driven Chase crazy over the years. I always tell Chase that the most important game on a schedule is the next one, right? So the most important game for the Predators is San Jose tonight. But some Preds fans I'm reading like, yeah, but Thursday, we'll see how good this team is. They take on Florida. If you're Andrew Burnett, how do you get the guys to focus on tonight only and not worry about Thursday night when you travel to Florida?
Yeah, if it's me, I'm looking at it as like, guys, we played some great hockey, and we have a chance to make history, and we have a chance to keep the streak going. What a shame it would be to skip through San Jose and lay an egg in this one and not have a chance to go against one of, I think, maybe the best team in the NHL right now in the Panthers, and not have a chance to keep that streak going against the best. And so I think if you want to get up there and say, hey, we're going to make history, we're going to be the best, and then we're going to beat the best, I think you got to focus on this one. And it gets to be easy this time of year where you say, you know, every game is a new challenge, because especially when you have this streak going where you say, don't mess it up, boys. Don't change what we're doing, because I think they all know it's a fine line. All it takes is one or two guys to cheat here, one or two guys to take a shortcut here. Their work ethic has been amazing and probably the reason why they've gotten where they are right now. Don't let it slip for one game and then say, okay, now we have to get back and find our form against the best. Keep that form and keep it going.
Hal Gill is with us, presented by Duncan. This will be Mikael Granlund's first game back in Smashville since he was traded last year. He's by far the best player. By far the best player with San Jose. What did he mean during his time here?
You know what? I think a lot of times he set that work ethic. He was, you know, you talk to every guy about him, and that's where you get a full, you know, ask the teammates about him. Don't ask the media. Don't ask coaches. Don't ask anyone. Ask your teammates, and every one of his teammates said he's just a horse. He gets over the boards, and he grinds in the corners. He grinds to the net. He makes plays. He does whatever you need, whether it's kill a penalty or power play presence. You know, Granny is kind of that guy that was going to bring it every shift. And I think that was something that I think the Preds fans should remember tonight when, you know, I hope we show him the proper appreciation, because he was a big part of the team for a while and worked hard every time he jumped over the boards. And that's really all you can ask for. He put up some big numbers. He was a big reason why, you know, Duchesne and Forsberg had big numbers, because he was out there tossing apples. Granny Apples was all over the place.
Yes, he was. Hal, appreciate the time. As always, we'll see you tonight.
Sounds good. Enjoy the game.